Hey there, welcome along. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. It's me, Damien, back with the 9 to 5 Google Daily, this time for April 19th, 2021. If you didn't already know, which you probably should by now, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the weekend and the past 24 hours. So let's get into it. With a relative lull until the next wave of product launches, the Google Store is starting to show reviews and ratings for the first time. An early effort. It's not really clear where the reviews have been sourced from, as you can't actually leave them directly on the site. Once live, each product listing will get a review section that's accessible from the top left dropdown. It joins other sections which will vary by product, like tech specs, compare, and get started. The new page starts with an overview of ratings, with Google noting the score out of 5 stars and how many reviews were left. This is followed by a rating distribution. Google shows 10 reviews by default with the ability to load more below. Filter options include scene specific star ratings and standard sort by tools. This looks to be a recent effort, as the oldest review for last year's Pixel 5 is March 4th, though the Nest Learning Thermostat spans to 2018. Each entry includes a title and the ability to mark as helpful or unhelpful, while reviewers are marked as a verified purchaser and can leave an optional would recommend this product checkmark. That said, you cannot directly leave a review, and it is speculated that Google might be directly reaching out to users over email. Reviews for the majority of Google products are available, though there are no reviews to show yet for the just-launched Nest Hub 2nd Gen and a handful of others. A few highlights though: the Pixel 5 has a 4.2 star rating out of 393 reviews, while the Pixel 4a 5G is slightly higher at 4.4 stars out of 376 reviews. Weirdly, there are no reviews for Stadia or Google Wi-Fi. Maybe that's linked, but this time we simply don't know why. For the past few months, Google has been rolling out its eventual replacement for the phone-based Android Auto experience. The early preview of Assistant Driving Mode is now getting an international launch. The US debut started late last year and continued into early 2021. Notably, the assistant driving mode available today exists within Google Maps to augment the existing navigation experience. It starts with a dark grey bar at the bottom of your screen and features a microphone in the left corner, while the right opens up an app launcher. Your last used app appears in the centre, with the position usually occupied by your last used media app. A tap slides up media controls to play and pause and jump tracks, while another click opens full screen controls where you can browse more of your applications. The launcher shows compatible apps with Android Auto using a grid-heavy interface. You also have shortcuts to access full screen pages for calls and messages that show frequent contacts as well as recent conversations. The international launch actually brings driving mode to Google Assistant in English to users in Australia, Great Britain, Ireland, India and Singapore. It's available for Android 9 and over devices with 4 GB of RAM at least. The latest update to the Google Pixel Buds app hints at the upcoming Pixel Buds A may ditch the Siri's signature swiping gesture for adjusting volume. The Google Pixel Buds app received an update on Thursday afternoon to version 1.0.36737279. While the new version doesn't bring any noticeable changes for current Pixel Bud owners, beneath the surface we find preparation for the Pixel Buds A, which we reported on last month. While no code names for the new Pixel Buds have appeared, there's work related to a device referred to as Type 2, while the 2020 Pixel Buds seem to be referred to as Type 1. By comparing files related to the Type 1 Buds and the Type 2 Buds, we find a few key differences. The first is that the Type 2 Buds do not appear to have a charging indicator inside the case, a fact that has been confirmed with the recently leaked image of the Pixel Buds A themselves. So knowing more firmly that the Type 2 Buds are likely the Pixel Buds A, there are two more removals that need to be noted. Code related to the swipe forward and swipe backward gestures is notably missing from the Pixel Buds A file. From this, we believe it's possible that the Pixel Buds A may not have support for the universal swiping gestures used to adjust the volume. This would be a significant removal, as swiping to increase or decrease the volume has been one of the signature features of Google's wireless headphones since the original 2017 Pixel Buds. It's not clear whether it will be possible to map a different gesture to adjusting the volume, or if the Pixel Buds A will be more like Apple's AirPods, which just don't offer physical volume controls. One reason that Google may remove this feature is for the sake of cost savings. We have been speculating from the name that the Pixel Buds A would be a far more affordable take on Google's true wireless earbuds, but it has been clear where Google would be able to cut costs to make them more affordable. It's plausible that a less sensitive touch surface or touch area, perhaps one that can't detect your fingers' movements, could be a way to bring down the price. Details about the Pixel Buds A are still pretty slim, with the only major difference we're aware of being the altered colour scheme and the boosted Bluetooth power usage. With the Pixel 5a 5G recently confirmed by Google, it hopefully won't be too long before we learn more about the Pixel Buds A. And finally, the Project Zero team announced an updated vulnerability disclosure policy for 2021. It follows changes made last year to better address perennial concerns from the broader security community. In short, the Google security team in 2021 will wait 30 days before sharing technical details of a vulnerability that has been patched within a 90 or 7-day or 0-day deadline. That extra time is intended to allow more users to install the resulting fix. Project Zero previously published details 90 days after bringing an issue to light, regardless of whether the bug was fixed. Meanwhile, the problems that have gone unfixed for this preset period will be published as usual. Last year, the team started iterating on a disclosure policy with a focus on faster and more thorough patch deployment, as well as improved patch adoption. Their first attempt at accomplishing these goals has had mixed results, though. For 2021, Project Zero is making the patch adoption timeline an explicit part of its vulnerability disclosure policy by giving those 30 days. Google considers the new 90 plus 30 policy a slight regression from the perspective of a rapidly releasing technical details, but is planning to gradually lower both patch development and patch adoption timelines. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over on 95google.com. And if you found even a small tidbit of this podcast useful or informative, then why not share it with a friend or leave a review on the App Store of your choice. It really does help the podcast grow and reach a brand new audience. And if you'd like to take the conversation yet further still, you can find me over on Twitter via @IamDamienWild. Be sure to drop me a message. I do love to hear from old and new listeners alike. And for more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.